local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome back. Back like we never left. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin and Chris here in the studio with you. Chris, I asked you an hour ago, but what the heck? I'll ask you again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm sitting here reading this thing. This is fun. Phones are phenomenal, let me tell you.
Yeah, they're lovely.
But there is some madness to my method here. tonight, 7 o'clock. It's going to be Mike Norville. He'll be sliding in 92.3.
Right.
News Radio. We'll be talking with the Mike Norville Coaches Show. But what brings to mind here, where has this year gone, first of all? This is the crazy thing. Saturday will mark the beginning of the FSU season. They're playing Georgia Tech.
I know.
In Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin, yeah.
Good Lord. I'm sure we'll hear Mike talk about that tonight.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's going to be, yeah. Florida State would obviously get a lot of attention around here, but especially when, you know, they have the chip on their shoulder coming into this season, and they are easily, there's like four games that are being played this weekend, and it's easily the biggest.
You know, one of the biggest things, and I talked to a lot of FSU fans, but one of the biggest concerns going into this season is seating availability at Doak Campbell.
Right.
They've eliminated about 20,000 seats there for construction.
Yeah.
What are you going to do if you... Oh, here's how it plays out. You got a season ticket. You're going to go to the game. Then your seat's gone for construction. What happens?
I mean, they'll put
you somewhere. Where do they stick you?
They'll put you somewhere else. But, man, that's the thing. I mean,
you're such a positive guy.
Yeah, they'll let you in. Surely. There's no problem with that.
So you don't have a seat. Well, listen, we've got to hear the guy on News Radio 92.3 saying it's okay. I don't have you a seat, man.
Well, and that's the thing. If you do try to get into a stadium ever and they try to tell you, yeah, your seat's gone, well, here's to hoping you handle it better than I would.
Austin Bryce will take care of you. Just tell him, just give it his name. Drop his name.
Yeah, I'll call up and say, let him in.
Football Saturday.
There you go. Yeah, man, I can't wait.
Did you see that Saints game last night?
Well, I know the Saints lost.
16-10.
Yeah.
But it wasn't pretty. But it's preseason for goodness.
Oh, no, preseason's supposed to be kind of ugly.
It's where you make your mistakes.
Right.
Because it doesn't mean anything. But I will tell you, it was an interesting game in terms of the quarterbacks they had moving in and out.
Right.
For the Saints. They had this one kid, Kinnear, I believe his name was. He was a third-string quarterback getting his time on the field, you know.
Really?
They've got some good backup
in
terms of the Saints issue. Anyway, they lost 16-10 last night, so they played San Francisco. And if you've been a longtime Saints fan like myself, you hate the 49ers. Or Atlanta. Those are the two teams because they used to all be in the same division years ago.
Right.
New Orleans was in the West division of the NFC.
In the NBA, it's still that way. New Orleans is in the Western Conference.
Exactly.
Doesn't make any damn sense.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. But go Saints. They lost, but they should have a pretty good season.
Yeah, lovable losers. It's good.
But don't listen to me. I'm not a sports guy.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Winnable division for the Saints,
but
for
I
sure.
am a Saints fan.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. And while they're not my favorite team, they are, yes, a team that that I'm all for seeing succeed. 5:15 on the nose here. We'll get
You're
our
pretty
first
brave
quick check.
In admitting that here in Pensacola, let me tell you.
Well, that's the thing. I'm a Steelers fan, so I got allies everywhere.
Great team. Did you see the Steelers game?
Yeah, and I don't like what I see.
Yeah. I don't either.
I mean, lost 20-12, lost
9-3. So Kenny Pickett, what about Kenny Pickett?
Well, that's the thing. He went to Philly, and now he's failing in Philly, it sounds like. And
can they get him back?
It's just, that would be a Steelers move.
They're loaded with quarterbacks.
So. Yeah.
They had, would they have, they had the fellow from Seattle.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson played. He didn't play exceptionally well.
No, they don't. And Justin Fields has been kind of running a bit.
Right.
Yeah, so not doing too
well.
But
I do like Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, and that's the thing. I hope to see him do well, but fingers crossed. And cross them as hard as you can. We need all of the luck we can get.
But I got to tell you, it was so doggone nice last night, flipping on that television and seeing football.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's going to be that way until February.
I don't care who it was. I was ready to watch some football, you know. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, that's the thing. Even if there's no touchdowns being scored.
And we've got some great football for you throughout this entire season. FSU
for
is
sure.
just going to be kicking butt this year.
So. Here's to hoping, yes, especially with the tone that they set last year. All righty, let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still heavily backed up there as it usually is at this hour. Also have some backups developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, both roads dealing with some backups at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point.
Yikes.
And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, I don't have Alan Strom pulled up. That's on me for lack of professionalism, but it's
a real
degrees.
Hard forecast, let me tell you.
Yes, it's very hot. I'll simplify it for Alan there. 93 degrees in Pensacola. It's going to be a low of about 76 tonight with mostly clear skies. And then as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 95. Sunny, mostly clear skies again with a low of 74. So we're looking at highs in the mid-90s, lows in the mid-70s. It's slowly but surely getting a bit more merciful, yeah, I guess.
It's kind of like those deodorant kind of days tomorrow.
Right. And I don't know if I said this already, because we got back to talking about sports. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So thank you to Executive Landscaping for that. If I already gave you a shout out, well, you got another one. You deserved it.
There you go.
All righty, just about 5:18
here. This one's for you.
We're going to take a break a bit earlier than expected
here.
Because when we return, we actually have a live interview with Bobby Rossi on scene at the DNC. He's already talked about the protesters. I'm sure he's going to have a bit more to go off of for that. So when we return, we'll sit down with him. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm your candidate for District 1 County Commissioner. During this campaign, I've had the opportunity to listen to my opponent's responses. Sometimes I'm surprised he thinks he's telling the truth. Wow, flexible truths and backroom deals. That's not right. I'm Steve Stroberger. I'm asking for your vote and your trust. Vote Steve Stroberger, County Commissioner, District 1.
Paid for and approved by Steve Stroberger, Escambia County Commission, District 1.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now on News Radio.
But the, yeah, sorry. Cut number yeah. six for
sorry, that track took longer than expected. I apologize for that. Alrighty. You listen to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We won't waste another moment.
Yeah,
Billy Idol has taken the airwaves for long enough. Yeah. We're going to send this right to Bobby Rossi, who is live on scene at the DNC. Bobby, how's it going, my friend?
It's going good. I actually just got off the elevator trying to get up to the seventh floor where the media is. And it was just a whole bunch of people all trying to get in, and so I finally made it. I'm at least where I need to be. So.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you were talking last hour in the updates you were sending us about all the protesters. I know we ourselves have been reading about a lot of the security, you know, that's been upped for the DNC. So just give us a bit of a walkthrough, literally. You're walking through. You're walking through United Center. You're walking through the streets. What's it looking like?
So, honestly, it doesn't feel as much. It doesn't feel like it has as much security presence as what the RNC had. I mean, when we got to the RNC, the first thing, we were there for 15 minutes, and we saw this throng of bicycle police. And 15 minutes later, a separate throng of bicycle police passing us. Right. And you could barely even get around. Anyway, if you were near the perimeter, you could barely get around without running into some sort of law enforcement. When you were inside the perimeter, it was even more so. And now this one, I mean, I was around Chicago yesterday, in downtown area, and it just felt like being in Chicago any other normal time. We were just by the protest, and yes, by the protest, there was a throng of Chicago PD surrounding the protest. But other than that, it's been very light security. Now, what's different is Milwaukee had kind of a perimeter that was set, I'd say 4 or 5 blocks away from the convention center. So once you got inside the perimeter, you had four or five blocks where you're just roaming almost vacant streets to get to the convention. This, the perimeter is the convention center. It was actually easier to get through the perimeter than what it was for the RNC. But the I don't know. I actually find it to have less security presence than what the RNC had. There's still plenty, though. There's still lots and lots of officers around, service, and the whole works. And so getting around. And now the other thing is they have really just one entrance for media and delegates to come in, and then a separate entrance for volunteers and other people who buy tickets to get in. And that's it, just two entrances. So I was afraid that was going to create kind of a funnel and back us up. It really didn't. We actually were able to get through security fairly easily. Once we're in the United Center, though, it's a little bit crazy. There's like one set of elevators, and everybody's fighting to be on the elevator. Nobody wants to even take escalators. Right. So once we're inside, it's gotten a little bit more hectic to be in here. But it's good overall.
Well, and that's the thing. So, yeah, I know that some at the RNC, some of the security was increased, of course, because we had just had the assassination attempt on Trump. And obviously, thank goodness, the DNC doesn't have to worry about that. But in the United Center, you say it's hectic. There's more stuff going on, more people. Just first impressions, have you seen anybody noteworthy? Obviously, there's a lot of Democratic politicians around. Anyone that's caught your eye?
Yeah, I did see Bill Hemmer from Fox News. He and I walked in security together and talked just a little bit. And then seen a couple of I saw the former mayors, two former mayors of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot and Rahm Emanuel. I've seen there was another senator, a New York senator I just saw. I don't remember his name, but he's a former U.S. senator that I saw as well. But that's about it. We mostly spent so far the day, Andrew and I, spent the day mostly around the protesters, which, by the way, I've acknowledged that might be why we're seeing less security around United Center, is because the protests are, I'd say, five, six blocks away from the United Center. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where they set, they like, you can protest here. Well, that's five or six blocks away, and that's where they have heavy security presence, because they want to make sure that doesn't get out of hand.
Hey, Bobby, Chris Bryan here. Let me ask you a question here. Didn't they do that same type of setup in Milwaukee at the RNC?
Not really.
I thought they held them off from blocks away or so.
I was going to say, they had designated areas where they could protest, but not like this. The designated areas were, you can't go inside the perimeter. So a lot of the protests were at the entrances, and there was probably half a dozen entrances into the perimeter area of the RNC. But like I said, the perimeter was five or six blocks away from the actual convention. So they let them protest. So when you're going through security at the RNC, you were passing like pro-life protesters who were like extreme pro-life. Whereas this, your security, there's no protesters allowed in your security. They had to be five or six blocks away. So RNC, they were five or six blocks away, but that was where the security checkpoints were. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick question, Bobby. Do you and Andrew feel safe?
Oh, totally. Yep. Good. It only have any issues at all. We even last night, Andrew got in later than me. I got in early yesterday. Andrew got in later, and so he was hungry. Wanted to go get something to eat.
Sure.
And we're not staying in, like, maybe the nicest part of town type of a thing. But we felt totally fine just walking the streets and going to get something at midnight last night.
Well,
still totally safe.
Tell Andrew to take you to Gibson's and get yourself a nice steak there. But let him do it on his, car.
We just went to Lou. I just went blank on it. Lou went to a pizza place. We just had some deep dish.
Sure, can't beat that.
Yeah, so we overstuffed ourselves with some deep
good
dish.
For you. You deserve it, man. This is called dangerous job.
Yeah, for
covering
sure.
This convention.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's extremely dangerous. We're going to give ourselves high cholesterol. And
all righty, Bobby. Well, listen. Now,
but it's good. We're getting ready for for President Biden to be able to speak tonight. Great. So we're looking forward to seeing what those speeches are going to be like.
We care about you being safe. That's what we care.
A lot of security, a lot of protests, and a lot of good food. All righty. Thank you, Bobby. We'll talk to you later.
See you later.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and we'll get more updates from Bobby as well as the show goes on. And of course, as the week goes on. All righty. Let's see here. Just about 5:31. We'll take a quick break. We've got Your Money Now coming up, followed by the CBS Sports Minute. When we return, we'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather, followed by some national stories and sports news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Matt Robison with Your Money Now. The UAW says union locals representing tens of thousands of workers are prepared to file grievances over Stellantis' failure to keep its product commitment in Illinois and is threatening the possibility of a national strike against the owner of Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, Dodge, and Fiat. On Wall Street today, stocks were higher, the Dow gaining 236, the S&P 500 up by 54, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 245 points. Regional supermarket Giant Eagle making an announcement today. It's agreeing to sell all of its Get-Go convenience stores to a Canadian company. The Quebec-based outfit will take control of roughly 270 retail and fueling locations throughout Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, and Indiana. Alien Romulus, the latest chapter in a nearly 45-year-old film franchise, topped the North American box office with $41.5 million. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with the Sports Minute. The first top 25 college football polls out. No surprise, the usual is in the top five. Alabama, Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, and Georgia. But it made me think about a powerhouse of old. I'm talking about USC, who is now in the Big Ten. Ruh-roh. They're about to get absolutely swallowed alive through conference realignment. I'm Sean Levine.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still got some backups there. Same can be said for North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10 as well. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, traveling in the direction of Highway 87. So, luckily, traffic could be far worse right now. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum's. I was about to call him Strum. Strum, what's going on, man?
Drier air has moved into the area. That means lower humidity, and we'll have that for a couple of days. In fact, overnight or during the late night and morning hours, you may notice it's just slightly cooler. Most spots will see low temps down in the low 70s. But hot highs continue, running up between 90 and 95 over the next several days. No chance for rain and sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see.
I wonder if he practices that in front of a mirror.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
And sunny skies.
yeah. The showmanship of it all that we can't
Watch
even
the hands.
See.
And sunny skies.
All righty. Getting a couple of just quick national headlines here for you. Obviously, it's all about the DNC. And Bobby Rossi mentioned this in our little interview with him right before we went to break. President Biden is in Chicago for the start of the DNC. He's set to give the keynote address tonight. It's a stark departure from what Biden was expected to do just a month prior when he was set to become the Democratic presidential nominee for a second term. Instead, he's preparing to pass the torch to VP Harris, who will formally accept the party's nomination on Thursday, and the president's daughter, Ashley Biden, will introduce the president before his speech.
Oh, it's getting good. when we're talking politics here, let me kind of set this up for you, if you don't mind. If it's not politics or really getting enough participation and filling elected positions, Talent Century's had their problems.
Right.
You like that segue? Just kind of tied that one
oh,
in.
Oh, no, we love segues here.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. Town of Century has had their problems. Of course, they had a problem with getting the mayor in seat and getting a mayor, first of all, and then getting other people to run for office. And they've had a problem.
Right.
But let me just tell you this. If coming from an environmental protection background myself, They got a real problem on their hands. Let me tell you what's going on. The entire water system is under a boil water notice. This is the entire water system. This is due to a water main break. Whenever you lose pressure in your in the pipes leading, when you lose pressure, you got problems.
Right.
You got real problems here. Residents are advised now about the possibility of discolored water to flush their home's plumbing by running their taps for a few minutes. It's always a good process. As a matter of fact, the process is a 48-hour process. Once they deem it being a boil water notice, they'll do their environmental studies, their tests, and all. It's in a 48-hour period. So those folks up there need to flush their plumbing for another good 48 hours. Independent bacterial samples have been initiated. That advisory will be lifted as soon as it clears. And they go through stringent tests for water quality on this.
Yeah.
The process routinely takes, like I said, 48 hours. If you got questions about this, you live it up and listening to us today up in Town of Century, and you got questions about what's going on out here, why do I have to boil? Here's a number for you to call. If you don't mind, let me give it to you. It's 850, of course, 256-3208. 256-3208. That is if you live in Century, Town of Century, and you're concerned about the boil water situation up there.
Oh, for sure.
They can't escape things. I mean, they're having a rough they're having a rough year up there.
Yeah, they're having really a rough go of it.
They really are.
Also, I wanted to take a crack at a segue. This is just off the top of my head. Chris,
there's that word again.
Yeah. Chris, do you like Taylor Swift?
You know, I do. And I appreciate her as an artist. And for one, I consider myself a journalist and writer.
Right.
And she is a writer. And she's a darn good writer in terms of music and how it goes. And let me tell you, for somebody to put a $1 billion empire together like she did, pretty smart.
Yeah, no idiot gets that kind of money.
I respect her for that. No, I don't listen to Taylor Swift, but I do respect her as an artist.
Right. Well, apparently some people don't. Former President Trump has shared a seemingly AI-generated image of Taylor Swift to falsely claim an endorsement from the singer. In a Truth Social post on Sunday, Trump posted an image of Swift as Uncle Sam that said, quote, "Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump." He captioned the post with, "I accept." Although Swift endorsed Biden in the 2020 election, she has not formally endorsed any candidate in this year's race, and she has not responded to the post. Okay, so there's a trend on social media regarding like, oh, fact check, you know, this is false, this is AI generated, whatever. And the joke typically goes as, okay, they're going to like flag something for falsehood, even when it is painfully obvious that it's fake. This sounds painfully fake to me. Yes, I have not seen the photo, but her is Uncle Sam endorsing Trump. Why would she do that?
And if you step back and watch what she's done over the course of that Eros tour.
Right.
She has advocated in the cities that she goes to for the young voters to get out and vote on the liberal platform.
Exactly.
So why would she do that?
Yeah. So that's the thing. I don't think he should try to paint it out.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I do not agree with that whatsoever, because we pretty much know she's already laid her position, her platform, and she is pulling for the Democratic candidates.
Right.
She said that. She's proven it. She goes to cities and she does her rallies. She encourages young voters. She does the whole schmazola.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So for this to come out, waste of time.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, because this is something that could very easily be disproven, not just by everything you just said, Chris, but also Taylor Swift herself could come out and say, that's not real.
And she probably will.
So that's the thing. That's probably a bit over-dramatized.
Or she'll get Travis Kelce to say.
Yeah, it would mean a lot more coming from Travis.
Summit. Go ahead.
Yeah, if he gets in Trump's face and says, "Hey, she didn't endorse you," Trump might just need to tuck his tail.
Maybe Travis's mama will do it.
Who knows? Mama Kelce. Yeah,
she's getting more airtime than he is.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, because you know they started out showing her Chiefs Eagles hybrid jersey for the Kelce brothers, and I want to say it was Taylor Swift's dad recently had beef with Kanye West recently. It's just, anyway, a nightmare.
Hey, it gives us something to talk about.
It does. Yes, it does.
You gotta look at it like that.
There's just a whole backstory, a whole lore to the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift stuff. Let's see. 5:45 here. Another quick check at the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, I'm happy to say that it's been rather passive. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we still have some backups there. Same can be said for North Davis Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Windhaven Beach area. And your last major spot is going to be Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and heading in the direction of Glover Lane. As for the weather, we've got WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, how's the weather looking?
Drier air has moved into the area. That means lower humidity, and we'll have that for a couple of days. In fact, overnight or during the late night and morning hours, you may notice it's just slightly cooler. Most spots will see low temps down in the low 70s. But hot highs continue, running up between 90 and 95 over the next several days. No chance for rain and sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, let's see. Carrying on here. I did want to say this. We mentioned this last hour. For those who did not hear, University of Texas legendary quarterback Colt McCoy retiring from the NFL after 14 years. He kind of bounced around a bit. He was with the Browns, the Niners, you know, the Redskins, as they were called then, and a couple more. But there were a number of injuries that plagued his career. However, he's not done with football entirely. He announced today that he will join the Big Ten College Countdown studio show this fall. So there's something, right? Better than nothing.
I'll buy that one. Yeah. Do you follow the Wahoos?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, I do too. One thing I kind of favor that is following the local ball, find out what's going on. They had a needed win on Sunday, 4-1 against Montgomery the Biscuits. So they're on the winning streak. They now head to their farthest road trip of the season. They're taking on Tennessee, the Smokies. Oh. In East Tennessee. They're on the road trip. You know, it's got to be really rough on that bus.
Oh, for sure.
Can you imagine?
With all that body heat, too? Yeah, that's got to be brutal.
Well. Anyway, they start that series tomorrow. Of course, they play their games on Tuesday. So Tuesday, tomorrow in Knoxville at Smoky Stadium. By the way, it's the last time they'll be playing in Smoky Stadium. New stadium going in Knoxville.
Wow, really?
For the ball club. Yeah. Mm. Well, my good friend is the voice of the Smokies.
And, really?
He very excited about that new... He says he's like in a little closet to call the games, you know. He doesn't have any room. So they're going to give him a palatial studio at the new stadium. So,
oh, that's awesome. Yeah, great news there.
Smokies in action against the Wahoos tomorrow night.
And let's see. We've already been touching on Trump just kind of on and off throughout this hour. And I hate to not hold any punches or not pull any punches, rather. But the hits just keep coming. Trump media stock has hit a new low. Shares in the company that owns Trump's Truth Social platform hit its lowest value on Monday since they first began public trading on the NASDAQ in April, just before noon Eastern. The stock fell to $22.40 per share. Its previous low was $22.55, which it hit in mid-April. Earlier this month, Trump Media reported a loss of more than $16 million for the fiscal quarter that ended June 30th. This comes as Trump has started to once again post on X following an interview with owner Elon Musk. So, man, stock media, Trump media stock, whatever, hitting a new low. And we've got Uncle Sam riddled Taylor Swift not endorsing him. It's just, my goodness, Trump can't catch a break.
Gee, aren't you painting a pretty picture this afternoon? Boy, what a friendly guy you are. Hey, okay, speaking of these numbers and stocks and mortgage rates and things like that, thinking about maybe being a home buyer or home seller.
Right.
If you're out there, let me give you some important information. Here's today's numbers for you. Freddie Mac reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining below 7%. Average 30-year rate 6.49%. That 15-year rate 5.66%. Key election dates tomorrow, of course. It is the primary election day. News Radio 92.3's live and local You Decide election coverage begins at 7 tomorrow night.
Yes, right after Pensacola right now. So Chris and I are going to do PRN, and we're just going to dive right into that.
Gotta love it. I'm so excited about this because there's a lot of great candidates out there running for these offices,
right,
but they don't get an office unless you vote.
There you go.
Got to go out there and vote.
Yeah, absolutely. 5:50 here. We'll take another quick break. When we return, got some pop culture notes for you and a good news story, perhaps, as to round out hour number two of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier. and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:54 here. Before we get into some traffic and weather, do have a couple pop culture notes for you here, starting with legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passing away at the age of 88. His family said that he passed away Sunday night after a long illness. He was surrounded by his family, including his wife, Marlo Thomas. He hosted the Phil Donahue Show for 29 seasons, in 1967 until retiring in 1996. He returned to the airwaves in 2002 to host Donahue on MSNBC. And you said, Chris, you were a big fan.
Oh, absolutely. And I was, of course, a viewer fan, but he was one of those iconic journalists, and he was a journalist that was so smart. And I got to tell you, I'm sad because he was one that did not prostitute himself out there. He didn't want to be the superstar and, you know, doing this. He just did a darn good job in doing what he did as a talk show host. And I also feel sorry for his wife, Marlo Thomas. I mentioned to you off mic here a few minutes ago. Right. I watch a lot of television on my Amazon Prime, and so I watch a lot of the old shows that were out because I didn't see a lot of the new shows when they were new. I didn't watch it.
Right.
So I'm now catching a lot of shows on these platforms like Amazon and Roku and things like that. But I've been watching the show. It's called That Girl. And it's the show that Marlo Thomas used to star in back in the late 60s and early 70s. And I feel sorry for her because absolutely, they were a great, and I use this, married couple in celebrity La La Land. You know what I'm saying? Usually they last for about 5 years and they call it off because they got another. So they've been doing this. They worked together for 30 years or something like that.
I mean,
40 or whatever. But
love that truly stood the test of time.
I mean, I tell you, I appreciated and respected his work. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see, 5:55 here. Get a very quick check of the roads and weather for you, and then we've got another drop in from Bobby Rossi, giving us a bit of an update on what's going on at the DNC. All righty. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. Very happy to report that. Got some backups on Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Maybe a little bit where North Davis Highway meets Scenic Highway right in front of UWF's main campus entrance. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 93 degrees in Pensacola. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of about 76. And tomorrow's going to be a high of 95. Once again, mostly clear skies throughout the day with a low of 74. So mid-90s as the high, mid-70s as the low. It's not as bad as what we've had, but it could be better, I'm sure.
So Bobby's alive and well in Chicago.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard the clip yet.
Well, I thought I would just throw that line.
Fingers crossed. This clip's about a minute long, so hopefully.
It's like if you connected with him and you heard this voice going, Bobby's not here, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
Bobby's not here.
Hey. Hopefully this audio clip is not going to have screaming. Let's see what we got.
All right, inside the convention now, we just finished the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, and now the very first speaker is the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. He's addressing the crowd. It's honestly, the crowd's a little bit small right now, but that's how it was at the RNC as well. First day, second day, not very big crowds, and it just kind of builds until Thursday, where at the RNC at least, on Thursday, it was a packed-out house. And we expect the same thing here. Now, granted, since the current sitting president is going to be speaking tonight, I would expect people to start coming in here a little bit later, getting closer to 8 o'clock to show up to the United Center. So for News Radio 923, I'm Bobby Rossi.
I'm just wondering where he does those reports from. Do the reporters have a special section, or does he have assigned seating? How does that work up there? Where's Bobby? Get him back on that phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he, as far as just recording those little tidbits, he probably just walks off somewhere and, like, plugs his ear, like, yeah. You know, but I don't know. Him and Andrew, like, Andrew had a pretty good shot of Trump, pun intended, at the RNC.
I just got that.
he had a pretty good angle Trump was sitting.
There you go.
And that's the thing. I mean, he, you know, I don't know if there is a designated spot for media, because it seems like the RNC kind of wanted to stay away from media. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they were going to, if media was the enemy there, I don't know if they'd want to point him out. Hey, this section's the media that we're not talking to. Everybody boo him. I don't know if that's the look they were going for. But the DNC may be different. I'm not sure. But either way, it sounds like he is alive and well, safe and well seated in United
States. Was that our last hit from Bobby?
For this hour, I believe.
Okay.
He may still send us some updates.
We're going to talk to him if we can get him back.
I'll see if we can. Sure.
I'd like to see about what credentials he has and what does that allow him to do and what access he has.
Right. And that's the thing. We could talk about his the media stuff as well. Are people willing to talk to him? Right. And he may not know that this early in the week. You know, maybe
let's put him on the spot, throw him to the fire. What the heck? It's Bobby Rossi.
Yeah,
he's
a professional. He's hosted this show before.
At least he'll tell you that. Let me tell you.
All righty, a quick good news story here for you. A Virginia teenager being honored by Time Magazine as its Kid of the Year,
Munster.
Heyman Bekele.
Oh, okay.
Butchered that name, sorry, my friend.
It's all right.
Of Woodson High School in Fairfax County, was chosen for the honor because of a soap he invented to help treat skin problems. The 15-year-old won last year's 3M Young Scientist Challenge for his invention, which contains a drug that helps treat warts and some kinds of skin cancer even. Yeah, Bekele says that he hopes to make treatment for skin problems more affordable and accessible through his invention. That's a very wholesome story to wrap up hour number two on.
That's a great story. That's not a wholesome story. I like those stories.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Positive stories makes me happy.
Oh, for sure.
So also makes me happy is checking in with Bobby Ross coming up this next hour.